Blog Talk Radio.
For that, we're asking you to come on in and join us tonight on the PNN tonight and just grab you a seat, grab you a sip of water or whatever you choose to drink, and just come on in and help us
started.
Tonight. Lift up the name of Jesus, and we're asking you to invite somebody, as Minister Bradley always say, just to take a moment and text someone. Take a moment and if you have to, get off the line and call someone. Evangelist Bond said, invite your enemies, invite your loved ones, invite your sisters and brothers. Just invite somebody tonight and tell them to come on in and join us. And the Lord will be having his way. And just tell them there's a blessing waiting for you. There's a blessing waiting for you. And I know we all need that. We all need a blessing from the Lord. So we ask you to come on in and join us tonight and let the Lord have his way in your life. No matter where you at, he can reach you. He can reach you. The song says, if he has to reach way down, Jesus will pick you up. He'll pick you up if he has to reach way down. So come on in and just bring your troubles, bring your prayers, bring everything to the altar. Tonight, this is open heaven, and the Lord is here. He's meeting us here, and I feel his presence. I felt his presence on today. The Lord truly moved in my pastor's 32nd pastor's anniversary. And I tell you, the Lord did come in. The whole service was wonderful. We had a wonderful welcome today by our own Sister Stephanie Tillman. And then we had solos. I mean, the Lord just moved. One brother sung a song. He said, He know my name. He know how to walk with me. He know how to talk with me. And he tells me that I am his own. And I got so lost in that song till he was singing it to the pastor, but it fitted my situation. And I just thank and praise God. The Lord did move, even in the minister that brought forth the word. He began to ask, where your place at in the church? What are you doing? And she began to go on, and she began to talk about all the different spirits that in the church that the pastor has to deal with. He has to deal with so many different spirits. And I just thank and praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. We just lift up the name of Jesus today, and the Lord just, like I said, he really did move. And the minister that ministered today, she didn't minister long, but the word of God came. It came so quick, but it was food to our soul. It was much needed, talking about your position and what you bring to the church, talking about how you operate in the church, what your gift at in the church. Is you helping the pastor along the way, or you putting more gray hairs in his head? I mean, the Lord just really moved today. It was a beautiful, beautiful service, and I just thank and praise God for it. The Pastor Aid Committee, we put it together, and the Lord moved greatly. And I just thank and praise God for it. I thank and praise God and hope and pray that each and every one of you had a wonderful day, hallelujah, a wonderful service, hallelujah. And I know the man of God brought the word, and I know y'all enjoyed it, took note, and I just thank and praise God for it. And like I said, just take a moment. Just take a second and invite somebody in. Text your neighbor. Text someone and tell them to join us tonight on the Prayer News Network. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I just thank God, hallelujah, for right now. Thank you for how he's been coming healing my body. I got had a case of bronchitis come on me the other day, and it's been a battle, but I thank and praise God he came today, and I feel so much better. Being in the presence of the Lord would make you feel so much better. Being in his presence and reaching out to him and let him do the work. Sometimes it can come through devotion. We had a wonderful devotional leader today, hallelujah. Sister Jones and her husband did the devotional service, and the Lord came in, and he taught me about it, and I thank and praise God for it. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we're asking you to bring your heart and bring your mind in, that we may go before the throne of grace, that we may come, that the Lord may come in and bless our soul. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Son says, Mother Christ, I'm always saying, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. I can feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. I can feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. And I can feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. Healing of the Lord is here. The healing of the Lord is here. I can feel it in the atmosphere. The healing of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. And I can feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. And I can feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on in. Hallelujah. Bring your mind and bring your hearts in tonight. Hallelujah. As we go before the throne of grace tonight. Hallelujah. Bring your spirit on in. Hallelujah. And whatever you need the Lord to do, whatever you need for him to do for you tonight, bring it to the altar. Hallelujah. Bring it to the altar, and when you get up from the altar, hallelujah, in your spirit and in your mind, leave it there because he can handle it. God can handle it better than what we can. Just leave it to the altar no matter what it is, whether it's sickness, hallelujah, whether it's depression, hallelujah, whatever the problem may be, whether it's a financial need, hallelujah, Jesus, or maybe it's just salvation. Just bring it to the altar tonight and tell the Lord about it, and he will handling it. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Lord, we thank you right now for your goodness. We thank you right now for your mercy. We thank you for your love and kindness towards us, Lord God. We come before you right now, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to forgive, Lord God, our sins, Lord God. Forgive iniquity, Lord God. Forgive, Lord God, everything, Lord God, that may hinder us from coming before your presence tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to go, Lord God, far and near, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you this day, Lord God, just to have mercy, Lord God, and let the words, Lord God, of our mind, Lord God, words of our hearts, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to look within the heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You said, Lord God, it's not what goes in, Lord God, but it's what come out, Lord God. So we ask you to look within our hearts tonight, Lord God. Purify our hearts tonight, Lord God. Purify our mind tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to make us worthy, Lord God, to come before your throne, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, whatever sin, Lord God, that may hinder us tonight, Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, just to blot it out right now, Lord God, and make us worthy, Lord God, to come before you, Lord God. Make us worthy, Lord God, to bow down before you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you asking you to move on the line tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, We ask you, you're right, my Lord God, just to have your way tonight, Lord God. We ask you to touch each and every one of us, Lord God, that come, Lord God, tonight, Lord God, to this open heaven, Lord God, far and near, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Whatever the problem may be, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, just to move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Whatever the need is, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to touch right now, Lord God. Touch the hearts, Lord God. Touch the minds of your people tonight, Lord God. Supply, Lord God, the need, Lord God. Whatever they bring to the altar, Lord God, only you see the heart, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, whatever they bring to the altar, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to fix it, Lord God. Just like we know that you can, Lord God, we ask you to move tonight by your spirit. Move on the heart, Lord God. Touch the mind, Lord God. Touch depression right now, Lord God. Touch sickness right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, whatever the need is, Lord God, we ask you to move tonight, Lord God. Save, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, deliver, Lord God. Set free. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, do it for us, Lord God. Only you can do it, Lord God. We ask you to do it for us tonight, Lord God. Move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Save, Lord God, the lost, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Save the lost, Lord God, the lost souls, Lord God. Lord God, whether it be man, woman, boy, or girl, we ask you to move, Lord God, by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God, for being an all-seeing God, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for we know that you can reach, Lord God, further than what we can, Lord God. We ask you to reach, Lord God, and do it for us tonight, Lord God. Whatever it is, Lord God, you do it in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to look on each and every young person, Lord God, that went to college, Lord God, starting a new journey, Lord God. We ask you to keep them covered under your blood, Lord God. Lead them, Lord God. Guide them tonight, Lord God. Guide them to a place that they can go and enter in and hear your word, Lord God, that salvation may come unto them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We want them to get an education, Lord God, but their soul need to be saved, Lord God. Whatever, Lord God, the need is, Lord God, move for them, Lord God. Doesn't matter what kind of education they get without you, they can do nothing. They are nothing, Lord God. So we need you to save the young people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, our Joshua generation, Lord God. Those that got to carry the torch, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to move tonight by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Move on Minister Bradley tonight, Lord God. Touch her right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Have your way in her life, Lord God. Lead and guide her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch the speaker tonight. Whatever, Lord God, however the service goes, Lord God, you move, Lord God, in the service tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to receive, Lord God, whatever you have planned for us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, Lord God, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, to give your name the honor, Lord God, which is so due unto you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and we thank you, Lord. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up this night in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. Thank you,
Glory to God. Yes, glory, glory, glory to God. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Missionary Fan. We give God thanks and praise on tonight for the woman of God setting the atmosphere for what the Lord will do on tonight, sanctifying the line as well, letting us know a portion of what happened in the services on this morning. Glory to God. And it looks like, it seems like, it feels like the presence of the Lord is here. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise for that on tonight. Amen. Truly, God did do great things in the midst of us as well in our services, and encouraging us to know what time it is. Consider the times. Consider where you are. Consider what you're doing. Glory to God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise tonight for the fellowship that we had at the Outpour Worship Center with Ephraim, Prophet Quinston Ephraim. As you know, he's one of our speakers that comes frequently to be with us. So we give God thanks and we give him praise for a beautiful time in the Lord on today. And again, we just want to thank you. Thank you for coming to the Prayer News Network. If you will, again, we invite you to invite someone else. Just kind of invade their space, invade their time. Send them a text message. Let them know. Come on in to be a part of what God is doing on tonight. We do know that God is going to do great things. It's already written. It's already settled. So we thank the Lord tonight. Here we are just executing and carrying out the plan of God. And again, we want to thank you for coming to be with us in all that the Lord is doing. People of God, tonight we want to go ahead and move forward. Our scripture reading tonight will be coming from Jeremiah 29, starting at verse 11. Jeremiah 29, starting at verse 11. And the scripture reads, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with your whole heart, when you shall search for me with all of your heart." And verse 14 says, "And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away." Glory to God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, most of all to the doers of his word. Glory to God. That is, again, Jeremiah 29, chapter, verses 11 through 14. Glory to God. Let us adhere. Let us give our earnest heed to the things that we have heard on today. Amen. God bless you, people of God. We just want to thank God for all of our leaders. Thank God for the leaders that are on the line. We thank God for you, you, and even you. We thank God for you for taking the time out to come and be with us on tonight. Amen. Just want to thank God for my leaders. Glory to God. Thanking him for our senior apostle. Glory to God. Senior Apostle Samuel Huggins James. Thanking the Lord tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking him tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Glory to God. Thanking him for the PNN advisors, as well as for our prayer warriors, amen, and all of those that the Lord sends to be a part to help in this ministry at this time. It's such a blessing. We thank the Lord. Glory to God. We love, we appreciate him for choosing us to be a part of his program. Yes, for choosing us, entrusting us to carry forth the vision and the mind of God in the earth. We do, as we often say, realize that there are many churches that are not yet open. So we just thank God that we're able to provide the word, able to provide some source of enlightenment, some source of encouragement, word, glory to God, that the people of God can grasp and hold and grow thereby. We again want to encourage you to go ahead and get your pens and your pencils. Take notes. Jot down those scriptures even as they come. People of God, when you get off the line, look at those scriptures again. Go back and reread them. Refresh them in your spirit. And that way, people of God, it helps you to retain. It helps you to be able to retain that you have heard. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We thank God again. Thank him for each and every one of you. We bless the Lord Glory to God. Again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come. We do realize that a lot of people are, glory to God, perhaps, listen, we're almost back at the point, as far as our scheduling, almost back at the point of, I would say, normalcy. People are traveling. We're beginning to see fellowship, churches fellowshipping one with the other the way that they were. So we realize a lot of schedules, that's causing people to shift and to change and to do things a little differently. So if you're traveling on your way back, amen, from a particular service on tonight, or you hadn't made it in, we thank you for tuning in with us. Amen. As soon as you get in, listen, whip out that pen and paper, jot down those scriptures, jot down those nuggets that come from our speakers. So we just bless the Lord tonight. We thank him on tonight. We do, again, glorify the Lord for you. We thank God for all of our listeners, our international listeners. We're broadcasting in 59 countries now, and we bless the Lord to be able to send this word, glory to God, all over the world. We thank the Lord for our listeners that are listening by our PR News Network Facebook page. We thank the Lord for you. Those of you that are listening in our prayer group, the Re-Up Prayer Group 52, we thank the Lord for you. Amen. We thank God for you. However you're listening, whether you Google us and you're listening by internet, we thank God for you. Thank you for tuning in. We realize that this broadcast is transversing over different time zones. So whenever you are able to tap in, we just want to let you know that we appreciate you, that we love you. We thank you for tuning in with us. Amen. Wherever you are, we thank you for tuning in with us. So tonight, people of God, we're so grateful. As we've often said, we're so grateful to be able to bring a lot. We have a library. From the very beginning, we began taping our messages. We had no idea that we would be rebroadcasting when we were taping our messages. Didn't know what we were going to do. We had one thing in mind, but my God, he has turned it into something totally different. And the original intent of the way or why we were taping the messages or recording the messages, glory to God, that intent is just out of the window. Amen. Glory to God, because God had an expected end. He has a plan. He had thoughts concerning the PNN. So we were able to capture these messages, and my Lord, for a time such as this, we are able to rebroadcast these messages. We realize that there are several of you that perhaps were not even here when we recorded so many of these messages, and that is evident because we do get prayer requests after our broadcast for copies. So we realize that everybody is not here at one particular time. You know that would be virtually impossible, but for whatever time that you're here, we were able to capture the word of God for you. And so we're grateful tonight to be rebroadcasting with the capabilities wherewith the Lord has given us. We thank him tonight. And tonight, people of God, we are going to Athens, Georgia. We're going to be blessed in word on tonight by one of our very own co-hosts. Of course, he is no stranger to the line, but we do thank God for him. Thank God for his willingness. Thank God he's a very hard-working young man who loves the Lord with all of his heart. He has a compassionate love and a zeal for the kingdom, a zeal to get the Lord's work done, and it's very contagious, I tell you. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight for this young man. Glory to God. He is a preacher, as we said before. He's a preacher in his own right. He's a preacher. Amen. He's a teacher. He's a worker. He's a willing worker for the kingdom. I believe we told you the last time he spoke that he has a very vibrant card ministry. there at True Holiness Church of God there in Athens. And we just bless the Lord that he has even extended that card outreach to the PNN. So you may be getting cards here and there, PNN. Just know that this man of God is at the hand of this man of God who has prepared those cards with tender, loving care, and concern. You just read them sometimes, and I'm telling you, you can tell that it is thoughtful, that the card is thoughtful. It comes from the heart. So if you're receiving cards, whenever you receive cards from the PNN, we just want you to give a thank you to Minister Emmanuel Hogue because he's doing such an awesome job. He also works with he has a jail ministry, I believe it is, jail or prison ministry that he works as well through the card ministry. But we just thank God. Like I said, he's a very willing worker. He loves working for the kingdom. He loves working to bring the people of God in. That's his heart's desire. Soul winning is his heart's desire. He is an evangelist. My God, he is God's messenger on tonight. People of God, we want you to receive tonight God's messenger, our very own co-host and PNN advisor, Minister Evangelist Emmanuel Hogue.
Amen. God bless you. Amen, woman of God. Amen. To our visionary, amen, founder of the Prayer News Network Global, amen. We thank God for you. Amen. To all of God's people, amen. Those of you out there, amen, amongst the living today, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Happy New Year to each and every one of you. Amen. Thank God that he allowed us to cross over into a brand new year. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And for that, I am so glad that he did. Amen. We praise God. Amen. To, amen, the protocol that has already been established. Thank God for each and every one of our leaders. Thank God for my leaders. Amen. We just give God the praise. We give God the glory. Amen. We don't want to, amen, take up too much time, but we want to go, amen, and get on into, amen, what the Lord has, amen, prepared for us tonight. Amen. And we just thank God, amen, for the spirit, amen, of God today. Amen. For without the spirit of God, amen, we could do nothing. But thank God for the spirit of God, amen, that hovers over us and keep us covered under the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. A lot's going on. Amen. But we don't want to focus on everything that's going on. We want to keep our eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. You keep your eyes on Jesus, amen, you won't sink, amen, and you won't, amen, make shipwreck. But when you take your eyes off in Jesus and put your mind on everything, amen, down here, amen, then that's when you begin to sink. Amen. But we give God the praise. We give God the glory. Amen. And I'm not one of those that, amen, just go in routine. I go as the Lord leads me. Amen. Many as the led of the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And I like to, amen, to be led of God. In anything that I do, I like to be led of God. And after God leads us, amen, we have to obey. We have to be willing to follow the leading of God. Amen. That's what I like to try to do is follow the leading of the Lord because I know that you can't go wrong and I know that God won't lead you wrong. Amen. Before we go into the Word of God, amen, I feel the spirit of worship tonight. Amen. Have you taken time to worship God this new year? Amen. Have you taken time to tell God how wonderful he is, how awesome he is, what a mighty God we serve? Have you, amen, just taken time, amen, instead of asking God for this and for that and do that for me, Lord, have you stopped and just said, Lord, you're so wonderful? Oh, God, I just love you today. I love you more today than I did yesterday. Oh, God, you sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I will tell the world that I found a Savior, and he's sweet, I know. Amen. Have you given your admiration, amen, to the Lord lately? Amen. I just feel the spirit of worship, amen, tonight. Amen. I just want to take a few minutes, amen, and worship the Lord and going out your way. Amen. There's a song on my heart that I want to sing, amen. And once you bring your mind into worship, this is a new year. Get your focus on the Lord. Get your focus on who God really is. Amen. God is bigger than your circumstances. God is bigger than your problem. God is bigger than anything that you're going through. God is bigger. God is bigger than COVID. God is greater than these things. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Glory be to God. Song that's on my heart said, how great is our God. How great is our God. How great, how great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. How great, how great is our God. How many feel that way tonight? How great is our God. How great is our God. How great, how great is our God. Name above all names, He's worthy of the praise. How great is our God. Name above all names, He's worthy of the praise. How great is our God. Come on, worship with me, people of God. Ooh, how great is our God. In the midst of this storm, great is our God. In the midst of COVID, how great is our God. One more time. How great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. How great thou art. How great thou art. This is my story, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Come on, worship with me, people of God. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. How great thou art.
Hallelujah.
How great thou art. Isn't the Lord great, people of God? Isn't the Lord great tonight? There is none, there is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have served through all eternity, all, and I find there is none like you. You ought to lift your hands in the air and say, there is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity, Lord, and I find there is none like you. There is none like you. Oh, hallelujah. No one else, no one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity, oh, and I find there is none like you. Do anybody else feel like worshiping God like I do tonight? God's been so good to us. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long, and I find there is none like you. So amazing. So amazing. Your love for us is overwhelming. How awesome is our God. So amazing. So amazing. Your love for us is overwhelming. How awesome is our God. So amazing. Isn't God amazing? So amazing. Your love for us is overwhelming. How awesome is our God. Can we say that one more time with me? So amazing. So amazing. Your love for us is overwhelming. How awesome is our God. How awesome is our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, lift your voice and worship him tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God, glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is amazing tonight. God is amazing tonight. His love for us is overwhelming, huh? We can't even understand the love that God has for us, huh? So amazing, huh? Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's love for us is so amazing. Amen. We can't even explain God's love. We can't even explain, amen, the love that God has towards us because it's so amazing. It blows our mind. Amen. The love of God, it blows our mind. Glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. We ought to stop and take time to worship the awesomeness of God. We serve an awesome God. Oh, we serve a God that's ever present with us. We serve a God. He walks with us. He talks with us. Oh, how can we move without him? We can't even breathe without the Lord. Oh, he's so amazing tonight. Oh, this is my story. This is my song of praise. Praising my Savior all the day long. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. I just feel the spirit of worship tonight. Amen. I didn't come to ask God for anything tonight. Amen. Because I know in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. Amen. And at his right hand, the pleasures forevermore. He said, if I delight myself in him, he will give me the desires of my heart. Amen. I just come to worship the Lord. Oh, we bow down and worship him. We bow before him today. We bow down and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, hallelujah, Jesus, amen. In this new year, we gotta stop and take time, amen, to worship the Lord, amen. Don't be so quick to always ask him for things, amen. But have you worshiped the Lord lately, amen? Have you given your admiration to the Lord, have you told the Lord how awesome he is, have you told the Lord how great he is, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together, the word magnified to enlarge, amen, to blow up his name, amen, let's blow up the name of Jesus, let's exalt how great God is, amen, stop exalting your problems, let's stop focusing on, amen, what COVID is doing, amen, COVID is not doing, no more than what God is allowing, but what is God doing, that's what we need to be talking about the goodness of the Lord, in the land of the living, we need to be talking, about how God is yet keeping us, we need to be talking and praising, how God is yet covering us under the blood, amen, God is greater, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He's so wise. We serve a wise God. Amen. His wisdom. Amen. Goes beyond. Amen. Our comprehension. We cannot comprehend the mind of God. We can't even understand. Amen. The whole will of God. Amen. But we know that God is awesome. We know that God, he can do anything but fail. Amen. He won't fail. It's impossible for God to fail. It's impossible for God to lie. He will not lie. He will not take his word back. Whatsoever he spoke, he shall perform it. He shall bring it to pass. Just as he said, he's a God of his word. He keeps his promises. Man may give you that word and won't keep it, but God, he keeps his promises, he fulfills every promise he made to you, if he promises to you, it shall come to pass. I don't know when, I don't know how, all I know, if God said it, it shall come to pass. He said it, shall he not make it good? Oh, glory to God, we serve a mighty God. We ought to tell God tonight how great he is, how awesome he is. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Come on and magnify the Lord. Get up off your seat and give him the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us, that means you. That means you. That means you. Wherever you are today, let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We will rejoice. I'm going to rejoice. I choose to worship. I'm not going to sit around feeling sorry for myself. I'm not going to sit around and mope in my problems. I'm not going to sit around and have a pity party. But this is the day that the Lord has made. We will, I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to lift my hands towards heaven and say, Lord, I thank you. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help, your help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I'm going to look up. I'm not going to walk around with my head to the ground. But lift up your head. Lift up your head, oh ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, oh ye people, and be lifted up. Keep your heads up. Keep your head looking up to the Lord. Look and live, my brother. Look and live, my sister. Look to Jesus Christ and live. Moses told the children of Israel in the wilderness, they were being bitten by serpents, and they were dying. Moses took a brazen stick, a long pole, and he put a serpent on it, and he lifted it up, amen, high in the air, so everybody can see it. He said, amen, look and live, amen, look up, and you shall live. I want to say to you tonight, lift up your head. Look up towards Jesus. Look up towards heaven. Look towards heaven. From whence cometh your help. And say, I know my Redeemer lives. He lives forevermore. Jesus, he's alive and well. Jesus, he's alive. And he's well. And he got all power in his hand. He hasn't lost no power. He hasn't lost no strength. He giveth power to the faint. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. To them that have no might, he increases strength. Amen. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Psalm 27 said, wait, I stay on the Lord. Don't get tired of waiting. Don't get tired of keeping God's word. Keep God's word. Hide God's word in your heart that you may not sin against him. Amen. Through doubt, through unbelief, you stop believing, what the will of God is, you stop believing, the promises of God, out of your belly, out of your belly, shall flow, living waters, living waters, living waters. Jesus said, believe on me, as the scripture has said, out of your belly, out of your belly, when you believe on Jesus, as the scripture says, out of your belly, rivers, of living water, you have that living water, glory be to God, Jesus told the woman at the well, he that cometh, amen, and drink of this water, he's going to thirst again, but he, that drinketh of the living water, that I give him, shall never thirst again, but glory be to God, hallelujah, if you're thirsting tonight, Jesus, got living water for you, if you're hungry, Jesus, got the bread of life for you, glory be to God, oh, hallelujah, glory be to God, amen, I tell you, this is what worship will do for you. Worship will put you in, set you in the atmosphere, huh? Or where breakthrough can come through, huh? Or where deliverance can come. Or where you can put on some strength, huh? Put on some strength, Zion, huh? Or put on some strength, huh? We all tired of COVID, huh? We all tired of walking around with masks on, huh? Amen. But until then, huh? I yet will praise him, huh? I'm still going to glorify God, huh? I'm still going to bless the Lord, huh? Oh, glory to God, huh? I could not have been here, huh? I had to wear a mask, huh? But thank God, huh? I'm still here, huh? To see the handwork of God, huh? I'm seeing God at work, huh? I don't know what you see, huh? But I see God at work, huh? God is working, huh? In the midst of COVID, huh? In the midst of all the other strings of virus, huh? God is at work, huh? God is up to something, huh? He knows how to deliver, huh? The God he has a temptation, huh? He's not going to leave us, huh? In the midst of this mess, huh? He's not going to leave us down here, huh? To suffer by ourselves, huh? He said, I will never leave you, huh? Oh, glory be to God, huh? I know what's going on around you, huh? I'm a very present help, huh? Even in trouble, huh? COVID may even touch your body, huh? But God, that it won't touch your soul, huh? Oh, glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, he can't do no more than what God allows. God began to tell Satan, oh, you can do anything you want to do to Job. Just don't touch his life. Oh, you can afflict his body. Oh, you can kill his children. Oh, you can burn his house down. You can take all his cattle and herds, but just don't touch his life. Glory be to God. How great is our God. God, amen. He has the final say so. God has the final word. He's in control tonight. Oh, stop feeling like COVID is in control. Stop feeling like COVID is taking over the world. COVID ain't taking over nothing. God is on the throne. He's still on the throne. He hasn't dethroned himself. He's still sitting on the throne. Glory be to God. We got to get that in our mind and in our spirit, people of God, that God is in control. God is aware of what's going on. God, he knows ain't nothing getting past God that he's not aware of. Nothing is happening, amen, in your life, around your life, in this world that God is not aware of. God even knows what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't even have no idea what's going to take place on tomorrow. But God, he holds, amen, tomorrow. Amen, he holds our future. Glory be to God. And because of that, life is worth the living. Amen, I don't dread waking up in the morning. I don't dread, amen, have to get up and put a mask on. I say, Lord, I thank you that I'm still alive. Lord, I thank you that I'm still here. You kept me, oh God. You're keeping me. You're keeping me covered. You're keeping me covered under the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Amen. I'm not fearful. I'm not afraid. Amen. I'm not, amen, afraid. Glory be to God. Amen. When they open up the schools, amen, I went on back to the schools and begin to do my normal job. Amen. Parents and teachers and kids all around. Amen. But I'm not fearful. I'm not afraid. Yes, I'm walking in wisdom. We got to use wisdom. But God, he didn't design our lives. Amen, to be in fear. Amen, to live in fear. We got to have the peace of God. That's a path of all understanding. Amen, and what God allows. I don't know what he may allow. But whatever God allows, we got to accept the will of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. You ought to give him some praise. A great God deserves a great praise. A great God deserves a great praise. Oh, glory be to God. Incredible God deserves incredible praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Tonight, that's what we're talking about. Amen. We're talking about the greatness of our God. We're talking about the greatness of our God. That's what we're talking about tonight. We didn't come to talk about COVID. We didn't come to talk about the other strands of virus. Amen. We didn't come to talk about what the devil's doing. Amen. The devil working fast because he know he has but a short time. The devil's only doing his job. But are you doing your job? yourself, huh? Are you on your knees praying, huh? Are you on your knees fasting, huh? Are you, amen, worshiping God, huh? Are you praising God, huh? In the midst of it all, huh? The devil's doing, huh? What it is that he's claiming to do, huh? But we the people of God, huh? Amen, we've been called, huh? Amen, to walk in the newness of life, huh? We've been called, huh? To glorify God, huh? In our body and in our spirit, huh? We've been called, huh? Amen, to give God the praise, huh? It's the nature of a bird to fly, huh? It's the nature of a fish to swim, huh? But it's the nature of the believer, huh? To give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. I hope you feel what I'm feeling tonight. Amen. I will extol thee, O God. I will extol thee, O God, with my whole heart. I will praise you with all of my heart. I will praise you with all of my heart. Glory be to God, because you've been just that good. Oh, yes, I've been through the storms. Oh, yes, I've been through the rain. Oh, yes, going through things now. Huh? But I will extol thee with my whole heart. Huh? I will exalt the Lord. Huh? I will magnify his name. Huh? Glory be to God. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. Huh? When my heart is overwhelmed, huh? Lead me to the rock, huh? To take me to Jesus. Huh? I know if I could just get to Jesus, everything will be all right. Huh? Oh, glory be to God. Huh? He consolates me. Huh? He comforts me. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. Oh, hallelujah. The greatness of our God. God is so great. Huh? God is so awesome. Huh? Oh, words can't even describe, huh, how awesome God is. Huh? Words can't even describe, huh, the greatness of our God. Huh? Glory be to God. The word great, huh? It means, amen, huh? Of an extent, huh? Amount, huh? Or intensity, huh? Considerably above, huh? The normal, huh? Or average, huh? The, amen, the ability, huh? The quality, huh? The immensity, huh? Amen, considered, huh? Considerably, amen, huh? Important or distinguished person, huh? Amen, this is talking about our God, huh? These are some of the adjectives, huh? That describe our God, huh? Great, awesome, powerful, huh? Almighty, huh? Amen, ruler, huh? Chief authority, huh? These are some adjectives, huh? That describe, huh? How great our God is, huh? He's all of that and so much more. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. How great is our God. The greatness of our God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The greatness of our God. Amen. These things that we go through, huh? Paul says, amen, these light afflictions, huh? Oh, these light afflictions, amen, that we are going through, huh? Are not worthy to be compared, huh? To the glory that shall be revealed in us, huh? Oh, glory to God, huh? Amen. We think we're going through a lot, huh? Amen. And we, amen, we may be going through a lot, huh? I'm not discrediting that, huh? Amen. We go through trials and tribulations, huh? The Bible lets us know in order to reign with God, huh? We must suffer, huh? Amen. He said, arm yourself likewise, huh? Amen. To suffer in the flesh, huh? He that has ceased from sin, huh? Amen. Shall suffer, huh? Amen. We got to suffer, huh? That's part of our salvation, people, God, huh? Amen. That we got to suffer, huh? Amen. Somebody picked it up and said, huh? If it cost my life, huh? If it cost my life, huh? I got to make it to that city, huh? If it cost my life, huh? Whatever price that we have to pay, huh? Amen. We got to pay that price, huh? In order to make it to that city, huh? I don't know what kind of price, huh? I'm going to have to pay, huh? To make it to that city, huh? But this one thing I do know, huh? In order for me to make it to that city, huh? I got to be willing to pay the price, huh? Hallelujah, huh? Somebody said, huh? What do I have to do, huh? How much does it cost, huh? Just to carry the cross, huh? Let me be a follower of Christ. Let me be a follower, a follower of Christ. What do I have to do? What do I have to say? How do I have to walk each and every day? How much does it cost just to carry the cross? Let me be a follower of Christ. Are you willing? Oh, glory, hallelujah. Are you willing to follow Jesus? All the way, are you willing to lay down your life for this gospel. Are you willing to put your life on the line for the name Jesus? Are you willing to, amen, acknowledge God on the mountaintop, down in the valley low, wherever it may be? The safest place is in the will of God. You may be on the mountaintop. You may come down to the valley low. David said, amen, though I walk through the valley and shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Glory be to God. Wherever it may be, you're not going to always be on the mountaintop, but you ain't going to always be in the valley either. God will raise you up. They called you to sit in heavenly places. Do you believe it today? The greatness of our God. How great is our God? How great is our God? David picked it up. Psalm 48. The great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Come on and give God a great praise. Give God a great praise. Right where you are right now. Give God a great praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. The greatness of our God. Oh, the greatness of our God. God is so great. God is, amen. He's great. Amen. We got the enlarged God. Amen. We got the magnified God. Amen. He's already magnified. But he wants us to magnify him down here on earth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Amen. I don't want to be talking about how great God is. And you're talking about how big your problem is. That ain't going to mix. That ain't going to work together. We got to get on the same page. Amen. Let's forget about it. Forget about yourself. Concentrate on him, and worship him. You want to forget about yourself. Oh, glory be to God. You want to forget about the test that you're going through right now, and concentrate on him. Put your mind on Jesus. And let's have church people, God. Put your mind on Jesus. And give God the glory. You give God the glory. He'll give you the victory. You give God glory. He will give you the victory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. COVID may have touched your life. Amen. You may be having, amen, you may have the symptoms of COVID right now. Amen. Amen. You may have went and took and been tested, and your test results came out positive. But let me tell you something. If you glorify God in your body, God can turn that situation around. God can turn that positive into negative. Oh, yes, he can, because he's God. He's God alone. He can do the impossible. Amen. He can do what man say can't be done. Amen. He said he took the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Amen. The doctors will be amazed. They may say, I just tested you and you were positive. Now all of a sudden your results are coming back negative. Amen. It's in your praise, people of God. Your healing is in your praise. Your deliverance is in your praise and worship. Glory be to God. Give God the praise. Worship the Lord tonight. This is what God is requiring of you tonight. So worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory be to God. Amen. Your bills are due. Don't know where the money's coming from. But worship the Lord. I still will bless the Lord. I still will praise him. Even if he don't do it. Oh, I still will. Oh, I still will if he don't. I still will. Amen. See, he could choose to do what he wants to do. He got a choice. He could choose to do it if he wants to. It's according to his will. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. It may not be his will to remove that thorn out of your flesh tonight. It may not be his will to remove that thorn. Oh, glory be to God. But one thing about it, he said, my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. Hey, glory be to God. My strength is made perfect in weakness. It may be God's will for you to go through that storm. It may be God's will for you to go through that test. Oh, glory be to God. Yes, he can deliver you in the midst of it. Amen. He can bring you out of it, amen, if he he choose to, huh? But he may want you to go all the way through that test, huh? Amen, so that he could get the glory. God wants to get the glory out of it. Whatever you're going through tonight, God wants to get the glory out of it. Well, I know it's not easy. I know, amen, the road gets, amen, rough. The going gets tough, the heels are hard to climb. But God wants to get the glory out of it all. He said, I'll give you the strength. I'll give you the strength that you need. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you can't, God said, I can. When you can't go on, God said, I'll carry you on. Hallelujah, Jesus, the greatness of our God. He does things that we don't understand. He said, my ways are not your ways, saith the Lord. Neither are my thoughts your thoughts, saith the Lord. As the heavens are high above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, saith the Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't ever think you got God figured out. Don't ever think you can put God in a box. God can't be boxed up. You can't box God up and ship him out. Glory be to God. He owns the shipping company. Glory be to God. He owns the mountains. He owns the hills. He owns the valley. Oh, glory be to God. He's God. He's God only, God alone. We ain't talking about him and your boss on your job. We ain't talking about your supervisor. We ain't talking about him and this person, that person. We're not talking about the president of the United States. We're talking about God Almighty. God Almighty, the one that sits high and looking down low. He's sitting higher than the president. He's sitting higher than the merit of your country. He's sitting higher than the merit of your city. We're talking about God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The greatness of our God. Oh, the greatness of our God. Amen. I haven't gotten to the message. Amen. But we're going to go as the Lord leads. Because he wants you to know tonight that he's God. He's in control. He got it all in control tonight. You may think, amen, God, why aren't you doing something? Amen. The scripture begins to say, Lord, how long? How long? How long will you, amen, watch our enemies, amen, triumph over us? Hallelujah. But God has not forgotten. God has not abandoned us. God has not forsaken us. Oh, glory be to God. David said, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor seen begging bread. Oh, glory be to God. Well, he owns the cattle on a thousand. He owns the cattle on the hill belonging unto the Lord. Glory be to God. God is so wise. God is so mighty. Hallelujah. Great is our God. You ought to open your mouth and start declaring how great God is. Stop declaring how big your problem is. Stop declaring how big your debt is. Stop declaring, amen, how big your amen electric bill is. And start declaring how big your God is. Glory be to God. If God chooses to, he can wipe out all your debt right now. If he chooses to, he can do it, amen. Glory be to God. But otherwise, he may choose for you to pay your honest debt. You made the debt, now you got to pay the price. How much does it cost? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. We get ourselves into so much mess. And we want God, amen, to bring us out of it. Sometimes you, amen, you got yourself into it. Amen. Sometimes you got to go through it to learn a lesson. God want to teach us something. Amen. Amen. We shall come forth as pure gold. Amen. Tried in the fire. Amen. But we shall come forth. Amen. Pure gold. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, so amazing. Your love for us is so overwhelming. How awesome is our God? Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Let me go and leave the scripture with you. And I can soon get on out your way. Amen. But God is so amazing. Hallelujah. The greatness of our God. This is what we're talking about tonight. Amen. I'm tired of hearing about what COVID is doing, what COVID has done. Amen. The greatness of our God. Glory be to God. Amen. You got to let the good, you people, God, you got to learn to let the bad work for your good. You got to, amen, let the bad work for your good. In the worst situation, you, amen, you got to find, amen, something to give God praise. You, in the worst situation, you got to find something to give God glory. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen, I praise God. Because, amen, 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 at the holiday, they talk about how much the numbers have gone up. Amen, glory be to God. Amen, but I tell you, amen, the Lord kept us safe. Amen, Lord kept us, amen. Amen, but I worked for a school. Amen. When it was time for the children to return back to school, amen, they begin to, amen, say, we're going virtual. Amen, I begin to give God the glory. I said, Lord, you know just what I need. Lord, you have given me more time. You've given me more time. Oh, I begin to rejoice. I begin to praise God. I begin to give God glory. Why is it in all things to give glory, in all things to give thanks? Huh? You got to find, amen, 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 the opportunity to give God glory. Huh? Amen, even what you're going through, you got to find that to be an opportunity, another opportunity to give God praise, another opportunity to give God glory. And I begin to praise the Lord. I begin to say, Lord, you're so good. Lord, I thank you, oh God, because, amen, Lord, you know, God. Amen, even in this very, amen, worst situation, you got to let it, amen, turn around and reverse it, and you got to find it, amen, to be a blessing to you. Even if it calls you to pray more. Even if it calls you, amen, to lean and depend on God more. Even if it calls you to turn your heart towards God, amen, because you don't know, amen, the outcome. You don't know what to do without God. But this calls you to lean and depend on God. It calls you, amen, to trust God even more. Amen, it calls you, amen, to get in God's word more and realize, amen, that we're living in the evil days. We're living in the last days, as the scripture has said. Amen, the word of God is only being fulfilled right before our eyes, people of God. The word of God is being fulfilled right before our eyes. Amen. Think of it not strange. Amen. Concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as some men count it. Amen. This is nothing strange to God. This is, amen, nothing that God didn't already tell us about. Amen. He may not have came out and told us the exact name of it. Amen. But he said these times will be. He said perilous times, amen, are coming. He said, amen, dangerous times are coming. Glory be to God. But he said, amen, be ye not troubled. For all this is just the beginning of sorrow. All this is just the beginning, amen. Amen, of trouble, huh? Amen, of sorrow, huh? We're living in the days of sorrow, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Amen, to the world, but to the people of God, huh? Amen, this is the day of rejoicing, huh? Oh, when the saints go marching in, huh? Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number, huh? When the saints go marching in, huh? When they cry on him, Lord of Lord, huh? I want to be in that number, huh? Glory be to God, huh? We're on the winning side, people of God, huh? If you, amen, if you walk, if you stay with Jesus, huh? If you go with Jesus, you're going the right way, huh? Oh, if you go with Jesus, you're going the right way, huh? Oh, glory be to God. We're on the winning side, huh? We are on the winning side tonight, huh? Glory be to God. Oh, how great our God is. The greatness of our God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God wants you to know that he's great and mighty. Amen. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures. Amen. I'm going to get on out your way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is great tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Psalm 24 says, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded upon the seas and established upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, huh? All ye gates, huh? Even lift them up, the everlasting doors, huh? And the King of glory shall come in, huh? Who is the King of glory, huh? The Lord of hosts, huh? He is the King of glory, Selah, huh? Amen. This is what God is instructing you to do tonight, huh? Is to lift up your head, people of God. Stop walking around with your head down. Your head been down long enough. Lift up your head. Obey the word of God tonight. Pick your head up tonight. Pick yourself up off the ground. Shake yourself tonight. Shake loose tonight. Shake the dust off your feet. Amen. Take off the garment of heaviness. And put on the garment of praise. Amen. Find enough strength. Amen. To give God glory. Find enough strength. Amen. To bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me. You ought to bless the Lord with me. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord with me. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Praise is what I do. Praise is what I do. Even when I'm going through, I vow to praise you through the good and through the bad. I vow to praise you. Glory be to God. Amen. Psalm 48. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. In the city, amen, of our God. In the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful four situations. Glory be to God. Great is the Lord. And greatly to be praised. In the city of our God. Psalm 48. Amen. Great is the Lord. And greatly to be praised. In the city of our God. You ought to declare that out your mouth with me. Great is the Lord. And greatly to be praised. In the city of our God. Great is the Lord. And greatly to be praised. In the city of our God. You ought to speak it in your atmosphere today. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He deserves my praise. He's still worthy to be praised. God is still worthy. God deserves my praise. I owe God a praise tonight. I owe God my praise. I owe God my worship. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. In the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the side of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palace for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it. And so they marveled, they were troubled and hastened away. Fear took hold upon them, there in pain, as of a woman in travail. They breaketh the ships, of Tarsha, with an east wind. Glory be to God. Thou breaketh the ships, amen, of Tarsha, with the east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. Thou will establish it forever. Selah, we have thought of thy loving kindness, O Lord, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, Let Mount Zion rejoice, Let the people of God rejoice, Let the church rejoice, Let the righteous rejoice, Let Mount Zion rejoice, Let the daughters of Judah be glad, because of thy judgment, Walk about Zion, and go around about her, Tell the towers thereof, Mark ye well her, Bullock, consider her palace, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this is our God forever and ever. He will be our God even unto death. Glory be to God. Are you hearing what God is saying? The greatness of our God. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our God even unto death. Until the end of the earth. Until the end of the world. Glory be to God. God is God and he won't ever change. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. God is God, and he will never change. He will never lose no power. He will never lose his strength. God is God, and he will never change. This is our God. Oh, even until death. Hallelujah. I'll go with them all the way. I'll go with them all the way. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll go with him all the way. All the way with Jesus. Church, let's go all the way with Jesus. Oh, don't go down without a fight. If I go down, I'm going down in Jesus' name. If I go down, I'm going down with a fight. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How great is our God? How great is our God? Oh, the greatness of our God. I'll be a fool to leave God now. I'll be a fool to walk away from God. I'll be crazy to forsake God now. Except you abide in the ship, he cannot be saved. You get to abide in the ship, people of God. Through the storms of life, you get to abide in the ship. Don't make shipwreck. Don't throw in the towel. Don't cast away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. But walk with Jesus all the way. Walk with Jesus. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. Tell me, what do I have to do? What do I have to say? How do I have to walk each and every day? How much does it cost? It may cost your life, people of God. It may cost your life. But are you willing to go all the way? Are you willing to go all the way? This is our God. Even unto death. Hallelujah, Jesus. If it costs my life, if it costs my life, I got to make it to that city. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I didn't finish this message, but I just got to stop right here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to your name. The greatness of our God. The greatness of our God. Hallelujah. The greatness of our God. Are you, amen, seeing the picture tonight? Are you seeing the great picture tonight? The greatness of our God, how great our God is. Hallelujah. God is awesome. God is, oh, he's so mighty. He's mighty in battle. He's mighty in battle. Never lost a battle. Never lost a battle. And he never will. He never will. I don't care how the devil seems like, amen, he's winning the fight. He's not winning no fight. God, he's going to take up the fight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. My last scripture I'm going to read, and I'm going to get on out the way. Because I feel this message tonight. I feel it burning in my soul tonight. The greatness of our God. God Almighty. God Almighty. All capital letters, God Almighty. We're not talking about no small God. We're not talking about, amen, these idol gods. We're talking about God Almighty, the living God, the one and only. He's the only living God. He said, amen, besides him, there is no other. There is no other God. Hallelujah, Jesus. There is none like him tonight. You are to find yourself in worship. Your worship will get you through, people of God. That's the key. That's the secret. Worship God. Worship God in the midst of the storm and in the midst of the test. Worship God. Bless the Lord. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Not just when everything is going well. Not just when, amen, I got a pocket full of money. Not just when he blessed me with a great blessing. Then I, amen, going to bless the Lord. But I'm going to bless the Lord even when it feel like, amen, I'm not being blessed. Even when it feel like, amen, everybody else around me is being blessed, amen. And it feel like God has forgotten about me. Oh, you, amen. Don't act like you never felt like that before. Amen. There was time when it seemed like everybody else around you was being blessed. But it seemed like God had forgotten all about you. Amen. But, amen, I still will say thank you, Lord. I still will trust you, Lord. I may not be able to trace you, but I'm still going to trust you, Lord. I know you still sit high and you look down low. I know if your eyes are on the sparrow, I know you're watching over me. I know you know what things I have need of even before I, amen, ask. Glory be to God. He said, "Why you, amen, before you call, while you yet call, I will answer." Glory be to God. In the midst of you calling God, just break God. He said, "I will already have answered you." Glory be to God. The greatness of our God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, it's so great. Time won't even be fair to give us enough time to tell you how great God is. Amen. We was here all day and all night long. We would never, amen, tell you all of the greatness of our God, who healeth all thy diseases, who satisfies our mouth with good things, so that our strength renewed like the eagles. Glory be to God. He giveth power to the faint. To them that have no might, he increases strength. Glory be to God. The young men do fall. Hallelujah. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Amen. We give God glory tonight. We give God praise. Hallelujah. In my closing scripture, amen, Isaiah the 40th chapter. Amen. I'm not even going to read all the verses. Amen. Because time just won't permit. But amen. Amen. I want to read the 12th couple of verses, the 12th verse. Amen. Isaiah 40. Amen. In the 12th verse. Hallelujah. Who have measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Who melt out heaven with the span and comprehended the dust of the earth in the mountain in measure and weighed the mountains in scale and the hill in balance? Who have directed the spirit of the Lord? Who else is wiser than God? Who have directed the spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, have taught him? Who have taught God? Who have counseled God? No man have taught God. No man have counseled God. Glory be to God, because there's no man smarter and wiser than God. Amen. Nobody's capable, amen, of counseling God. Nobody's capable, amen, of teaching God, amen, something new. But God teaches us new all things. God teaches us something new every day. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. There's so much in this word of God. Amen. I'm trying to move on out the way. Amen. I don't have time. Amen. I don't have time. Hallelujah. Amen. To give it all to you tonight. Amen. But who have instructed God? Hallelujah. Who have counseled God? Who have taught God? Nobody. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But we're going to just stop right there. Hallelujah. The greatness of our God. How great is our God. Hallelujah. You ought to put yourself in the spirit of worship tonight. Amen. And your worship will get you through. Your worship will get you through the hard times. Your worship will get you through the downtime. Your worship will pick you up. Your worship will strengthen you. Your worship will encourage your heart. It will encourage your faith. Amen. To bless God at all times. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We give God.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you tonight. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for this word. Amen. Glory to God. How awesome, how awesome, how awesome is our God. Amen. We bless God. We thank God tonight. Amen. For our co-host on tonight, Minister Emmanuel Hope. Amen. We bless God for him on tonight. Amen, Jesus. This was a pre-recorded message on tonight, but we bless God. Amen. Were you blessed on tonight? Amen. We just give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For this word of tonight. Always encourage people. God, the word of God is always right. Amen. Always, always. Amen. Anytime the word of God comes forth, amen, whatever has come forth, amen, there's a prepared people. There's a prepared heart. There's a prepared soul for the word of God. So we bless God tonight. We give God thanks. We give God praise. We thank God for you for coming to join us on tonight here at the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. I don't know about you, people, God, but as I stated, amen, amen, I'm so blessed by the word, even though it was a rebroadcast. I'm blessed by it. Amen. Encouraged by the word. And we pray that you were too on tonight. Now listen, people of God, you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. It is absolutely free. All you need to do is text us on tonight, and the number is 912-257-3918. Also, people of God, you can text us via Messenger. Amen. Glory to God. You can as well text us, people of God, via WhatsApp, and the number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. You can text us, and we'll certainly get a copy of the broadcast to you. Amen. Lord God, how awesome, how great. Amen. How great is our God. Amen. The man of God began to say, amen. You should just set your atmosphere. Set your atmosphere. Set an atmosphere of praise. Amen. Set an atmosphere of praise. Listen, when you go off to sleep, glory to God, just set an atmosphere of worship, praise, and worship. Amen. Glory to God. It clears the atmosphere. Amen. So we thank God on tonight for this word. We are encouraged on tonight. Praise God. Sometimes, people of God, all we got to do is give him a praise. All we got to do is give him a praise. Amen. So we bless God. We thank God on tonight for each of you. We thank God for our listeners, amen, that are listening via radio, via Facebook. We just want to let you know that, amen, all of our messages are housed on our Prayer News Network Facebook page, as well as our prayer group page, the New York Prayer Group 52. Amen. Our messages are housed there as well. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for you for listening. Thank you for coming to be with us, people of God. Listen, let us be prayerful. Let us be prayerful. Truly, we are in perilous times. And people of God, now, if ever there was a time that we needed to pray, that time is right now. Amen. Let us stay on the wall, people of God. Let us stay on the wall. Let us continue to pray.
Let us not just look at things, people of God, look and turn our heads. No. But let us look and see and then look unto Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is our help. Amen. He's our high tower. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Amen. Again, we give God thanks and praise for, amen, Jesus, our speaker tonight. Glory to God. Thanking God for Minister Evangelist Emmanuel Holmes. We thank God for him. Amen, Jesus, as well. Our co-host here, one of our co-hosts here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory to God. So, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you for this time and this hour. We thank you, O God, for the word that has come forth on tonight. We pray, O God, that the hearts of your people have been lifted, that the hearts of your people have been stirred. Father, we pray on tonight, O God, that the word has fallen on good ground. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you now. We bless you, O God. We glorify you. We glorify you for your goodness. We glorify you on today, O God, for your keeping power. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your keeping power. In the precious name of Jesus, our Father, we're asking tonight that you will bless each and every heart, each and every hearer on tonight. Bless tonight, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, bless tonight, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, bless tonight, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Bless every household represented here. Bless on tonight, O God, each and every soul. Father, again, look upon each and every heart on tonight. Father, we're asking that you move in a mighty way. Move, glory to God, manifest your power, God, because you're God and that you're able to do. Father, we thank you now. We bless you. I ask you now, God, that you will cover us in your shed blood. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you bless now our speaker. Bless, glory to God. Bless Minister Emmanuel, oh God. Bless him even now in the name of Jesus. Father, bless, move for him in a mighty way, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you today, oh God, to bless everything that concerns him. Bless his home. Bless his family. Bless him, oh God, on his job. Bless him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in relationships. Bless him, oh God, in ministry, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. Oh God, we're asking that you give him his heart's desire, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, cover him, shield him, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking, oh God, that you cover him, Father. Cover the listeners, oh God, of this line. Cover in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, cause your light, cause your faith to shine upon him, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you now. We thank you, oh God, for every good and perfect gift comes from you, and we're thanking you, oh God. We give you glory. We give you praise. Shield not, protect us, oh God, for you've given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. And for this, we thank you. For this, we praise you. For this, we honor and glorify you, Jesus, in thy precious name. Glory to God. Keep us, oh God. Bring us back at the next appointed time, we pray. In thy precious name, Jesus, hide us behind your precious cross. Shield us and protect us. In thy precious name, Jesus, we give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Every heart on tonight, say amen. Glory to God. So we bless God on tonight. We give our thanks to God. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Tell someone about the PNN. Glory to God. Amen. Let them know, glory to God, that the PNN is here, ready to be a blessing unto them. In Jesus' name, God bless you tonight. Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.